The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Mother, today is the day the church, but your mother, your family, and Sinatra. And we will all be listening at 6 o'clock. And remember, that's the best thing. La familia es prima. Prima de tutto is the family. We love you, Joe. We love you, Joe. And let's always stay the church, your mother, your family, and Sinatra. And we'll all, if we all thought that way, what a wonderful world.
Arthur, I couldn't resist. How great is that?
So, Joe, let me just tie it all together. That's obviously great. You and I didn't plan this.
That's
I am
great.
Standing in front of St. Patrick's Cathedral right now.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
So there's the church. I just hung up with my mother, who's in Sicily, going from Enna to Ragusa. And she's been there for a week, and I'm telling you, this is what she told me. She said, she goes, I miss you so much.
Aww.
She goes, the only other things I miss is Piscopo and Murano. And I said, Ma, I go, you could actually get it on your phone. She goes, I don't know how those things work. And
Murano with Frankie Five Barrows. Arthur, thank you, man. It was so cute because she listens to the Sunday show. But the way she says family, and
like
my mother.
Like religion, Joe. She listens to the Sunday show. Like religion.
You got to tell your mom, please, how much we appreciate. My mother so appreciates when she calls. That's my mother's favorite part of the show, when your mom calls in, man. Hey, Arthur, what are you doing? Did you go to Mass this morning already? You went?
No, actually, I did. I was on with your friend Rosanna Scotto this morning in her studio.
She's great.
Up on 67th and 3rd.
Yeah.
It's a little early, so I know you worked out in your suit with weights. But I'm like, you know what? Let me go walk to my office. It's a mile walk. I go, I'll take a nice stroll along Fifth Avenue here. And, there's nothing like St. Patrick's Cathedral. There's nothing, listen, all of this BS about people wanting to go to Florida, North Carolina. Just go. You can have it. There is nothing like the energy of walking through Manhattan, even at 7 o'clock in the morning, the skyscrapers, the taxis, the coffee stands. It's in my blood, man. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I people think I'm nuts, but I have to tell you, and I'll criticize, and the mojo hopefully will come back to where it was in the city, but I still get the charge when I come through the Lincoln Tunnel, and as I did 100 years ago going to the comedy clubs when I graduated college. I said, what are you going to do? What are you going to do now? And Mom, I'm going to the comedy clubs. What? But I did, and I went in, and New York was really tough back then in the late 70s, but it is. And I stay in, you stay in Brooklyn. I stay in Jersey. It's home. It's home, man. It's home. What are you going to do?
Joe, did you play at Dangerfield?
No, I never played it. Rodney would come to the improvisation, 44th and 9th. It was Hell's Kitchen with Larry David and Seinfeld and Alan Colmes. Remember your buddy Alan Colmes from Fox?
Sure, of course.
Rest his soul.
Rest in peace.
Alan would do stand-up there. So it was everybody was there. Pryor would come in. Mamma mia. You know, I got to tell you, I know we'll get to the politics of it all, but the book has not been written. The movie has not been made. That's when comedy was rock and roll, Arthur Idala. It was amazing to
No doubt.
Oh, man. When you were in elementary school, my dear friend, you probably were pretty much.
John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, they all came in.
Gilda Ratner.
They were all hanging out, man. It was amazing. Hey, Arthur, so what do we do? We're so tired of this. We're so tired. And you, as the premier defense attorney that you are, former Brooklyn prosecutor, star criminal defense attorney, what do we do with the indictment? Stop. I feel like we're being assaulted by the Department of Justice. Are you feeling that, Arthur?
Well, we are a little bit. But, Joe, here's the non-legal question that I have. Look, Donald Trump is not in trouble for taking the documents, which I thought that was the initial thing, is why he wasn't allowed to take them. He's being indicted for not giving them back, which is not typically the way things work in our criminal justice system, right? You get indicted for stealing the car, not when you stole the car and they say, could you give it back? And you say, no, that's the crime. The crime is stealing it. But here they're not saying he wasn't allowed to take the documents. They're just saying at some point they're like, Mr. President Trump, we want the documents back. And he, number one, looks like the three things are, number one, he didn't give them back. Number two, he lied at some point, maybe in a letter or something, about giving them back. And number three, and this is the worst one, is the conspiracy to obstruct justice. So try to tell other witnesses either not to cooperate or to lie or to hide these documents. But here's the real question I have, Joe. Why did President Donald Trump want these particular documents? In other words, is it a very innocent, sweet, simple explanation? Hey, this is all memorabilia that I want. These are documents I signed that changed the world, and I want my grandkids to have them, my great-grandkids and my great-great-grandkids. Is it something that simple and sweet, or is it something a little different than that? You know, so that's a question, like, why these particular documents? And until we know that, and look, the government doesn't have to prove any of that. They don't have to prove any of that. They just have to prove here was a subpoena. We gave it to Donald Trump. He refused to give it back to us. We executed the search warrant, and we found everything there. And those are basically the elements of the crime. The good thing for him is he's in Florida. So he has the ability, in my opinion, this is only my opinion, but he has the ability to go to trial because he's going to have a little bit more of a friendly jury than if he was indicted in Washington, D.C. or New York. You know, he may get three or four jurors to say, you know what, even though they proved their case, this is BS, this is piling on, this is a witch hunt, this is trying to stop a guy who's the front runner to be president of the United States from being president of the United States, and we're going to find him not guilty. That's what's called jury nullification. Even when they prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt, the jury says that's not what we determine is justice. Justice is to let this guy go. And, you know, he doesn't need all 12 to do that. If he just got three or four, you got a hung jury. Well, you just need one. Yeah. But, you know, he has a hung jury. But it's like it's a day for America, period, amen.
Oh, it's good. Hey, and what about precedent? What about precedent? Look what Joe Biden did with the Biden Center. No one touches Joe Biden. What happened with Bill Clinton? What happened with Barack Obama about coming up with the Steele dossier in the Oval Office with Hillary? And that's the problem that everybody looks at. And those are just arguments, I think, Arthur. It's like, well, why do they go? Law for Donald Trump is not law for Joe Biden, and we see it as clear as day. And it's just
so
that
it's
is.
Called-
Yeah,
it's called selective prosecution, Joe, and it happens in prosecutors' offices all around the world.
Wow.
Where, you know, two guys double park, and they say, "Oh, you're in trouble," and the other guy they let him slide. It's called selective prosecution. I think the argument is going to be from the Justice Department is when we asked Joe Biden if he had any documents. He opened his garage. He said, oh, open the trunk of the Corvette. Go inside the Corvette. Yeah, I got all these documents that I shouldn't have, but here they are. Where Trump basically played, you know, he played games with them. And look, I understand what Donald Trump's got to be thinking. Hey, I was the president of the United States. You're going to tell me what to do? You're going to bully me around? But the answer is, yeah. I mean, the government is the government.
But why did they raid Mar-a-Lago and did they not raid the Biden Center, the UPenn, where China now the money, all the money leads allegedly to the Biden family and things like this, Arthur? Please help me out.
Well, go ahead. I want to hear what Anthony Pope said. Go ahead.
No. It was Anthony Blinken. What he emailed.
Oh, okay. I thought you were quoting the great Pope.
I said, Anthony Blinken emails Hunter Biden they and he goes, how did in the world does that happen? About can we meet? And with the Miranda Devine's going to come on in a second. This it's so corrupt, brother. It's so corrupt. But I get that. You know what it makes to me? And I said this to our friend James Rosen the other day. It's like we were talking to Andy McCarthy. It's like Nixon looks like a choir boy compared to all what's going on nowadays, my friend.
Well, that it's was, so funny because they were saying that they wanted to. I was listening to a very older, I think it was a congressperson at the time. You know, they wanted to indict Nixon, but they couldn't because Ford pardoned him. And the crazy scenario here is, could you imagine if Donald Trump wins the presidency and then he pardons himself because
could
the case
happen.
Is still going
could
on?
Happen. Could happen,
it,
man.
It could happen. Yeah. No, I don't know, Joe. It's a sad day for America, like I said. And, you know, to answer your question, I think they're going to hide behind the fact that a judge heard evidence from an FBI agent and signed a search warrant for Mar-a-Lago. And once they went into Mar-a-Lago, there were things in there that Trump had sworn were not in there, or his lawyers sworn were not in there. And that's the crime.
Wow. They just searched for it, man. That they just went and searched for it. And what's going to happen with Biden allegedly taking this $5 million bribe for Hunter? And they have a whistleblower, a bona fide whistleblower that the FBI has used for 10 years, now saying that Biden took $5 million. What a mess. What a mess. And how do we look? How do we look around the rest of the world, you know?
Joe, I'll say it for the third time. It's a sad day, you know, in our country. And I don't know how we look around the world, because believe me, other governments are a hell of a lot more corrupt than we are. That's for sure. You know what? If they really wanted to have passed the smell test, the same exact special prosecutor who's going after Trump, who says, you know, he's a lifelong prosecutor, he's a straight shooter.
Yeah.
He should be assigned to look after to look into the Biden.
Amen.
Tell him,
amen.
You, he's the same force and power. And investigators and all of that. Yeah. You went after Trump. Now I want you to investigate Hunter Biden and the president, and let's see how that comes out in the wash.
Yeah. Are you in the middle of the street talking to us now?
I'm in front of St. Patrick's Cathedral. I'm going from Rosanna's Law to my house. Yeah. I mean, but New York, you know, I got to be honest.
Yorker.
I walked through Times Square the night before last. It was packed. There were 400,000 people there. 400,000. Thousand people.
Well, to your point, Mr. Idala, New York is the number one destination for tourists in the not Orlando. It's New York City for all the.
Wait a
complaining.
Minute, hold on. I thought it was going to be Rome, Taormina, Green Nights in Palermo, October 18th to October 28th. Joe Piscopo singing for you at a restaurant in Rome. That's not the number one destination.
You're not going. You got it. You're our tour guide. It's Marco Polo and Arturo. That's what I heard. You
are those guys going to be back again, Marco
yes,
Polo?
Yes, they are.
Yo,
we got. You got to go,
anyone
man.
Anyone who's thinking about going on that trip, you should go. It is it's a trip of a lifetime. It really is.
You've been saying that for years about Sicily. Here we go, Arthur. You can't believe it. Arthur, thanks for taking the time. Listen, we will be listening tonight. You don't want to miss the Arthur Idala Power Hour, weeknight, 6 p.m. right here on AM 970. The answer, one of the most brilliant legal minds. And then we're going to talk to your mentor, Professor Dershowitz, later as well, Arthur. So, listen, we got
a good... I'm sure he's going to have some pearls of wisdom. I'll be listening.
All right, Arthur.
The team. Hello to Alan Joe.
All right. Sending our love to you, Arthur, and to your mama. Say hi to mama in Sicily. God bless. God bless, Arthur.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Arthur Idala right there, former Brooklyn prosecutor, star criminal defense attorney. We'll see what's going on. We are going to just lay into that, and we're going to talk to Miranda Devine coming up. She's got a lot to talk about regarding the that Biden family corruption scandal. General Jack Keane's going to join us. And again, Avi Dershowitz, my buddy Avi, and Nicole Sapphire, the good doctor, will be kind enough to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. Debbie's always looking out for you on the roads on AM970TheAnswer.com. How we doing, Deb?
Hi, Joe. Let's see what's happening. First of all, keep in mind, because of the poor air quality, alternate side parking rules remain suspended, but the metered parking rules, they are in effect, Joe. Let's see what's happening on the Palisades Parkway. Still a pretty tough ride here on the Palisades Parkway. Looks like you're moving a little bit slowly heading southbound into Exit 12 in Pomona with an accident in the right lane here in Rockland County. Over on the Hutch northbound at Wilmot Road into New Rochelle, it looks like a truck right into the overpass. We're still seeing delays on 287 eastbound, that ramp into Exit 4. Getting into Hartsdale, it's an accident on the ramp, that one involving a truck as well. And the Bruckner eastbound slowing down by Westchester Avenue. with an accident still blocking two lanes over there. We're getting reports of an accident on 78. 78 westbound local lanes exit 49 in Union. Watch out for a collision there as well. Checking out on the forecast. Cloudy this morning, chance of a shower later, high today of 72. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 79. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Debbie Duhame, there she is right there. Joe telling you about Tunnel to Towers. Love telling you about Tunnel to Towers because they remember lives lost. They remember Gold Star families. They acknowledge catastrophically injured, building smart homes for the catastrophically injured, you know. And then they remember heroes like Marine Corps Corporal Seth Rasmussen. Seth was one of the five Marines killed in a training accident when his Osprey aircraft crashed in California. 21 years old. He survived by his wife and high school sweetheart Avery and their infant son. Well, Tunnel to Towers reached out to Avery within days of Seth's death to tell her she would receive a mortgage-free home. Tunnel to Towers has helped over 1,000 military and first responder families navigate the worst of times by removing the burden of a mortgage payment. Support our nation's heroes and their families. Please never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org, and we always appreciate you helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Mike Gallagher says, we have bigger fish to fry.
I almost fell off the couch. Do you know they're changing the names of all these military bases that have Confederate generals in the title? Like Fort Benning in Georgia, changing the name. There's like five or six military bases. That's what we're worried about? And this is what the Democrats sit around and worry about?
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Think back to a time when you were doing a physically demanding activity and you wanted to keep going, but you just didn't have the energy to. Having the right nutrition can make a huge difference between energy and long-lasting energy. That's why it's so important to nourish our bodies with the right kind of fuel. And there's no better way of doing that than with fruits and vegetables. You can get the benefits of 31 whole fruits and vegetables by taking a few capsules of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code ANSWER.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe, tell you about Connors and Sullivan. So if you can't make a free initial office appointment at Connors and Sullivan. Look at this. Mike goes out on the road. I love that he does this. This is how good a person Mike Connors is. And I know because we know Beth and Mike and we love the family. And now Mike will be on Monday, June 19th at Buckley's Restaurant, Avenue S in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Tuesday, June 20th at DeLuca's Trattoria, 616 Forest Avenue, Staten Island, 11 and 3 p.m. Wednesday, June 21st, Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue in Brooklyn, 3 and 7 p.m. Thursday, June 22nd, Connolly's Corner, that's in Grand Avenue, in Maspeth, Queens, 3 and 7 p.m. Friday, June 23rd, anybody? The Adria Hotel, Northern Boulevard and Bayside in Queens, 11 and 3 p.m. Now, if you can't, again, make those free seminars, let me turn it around. You can make that free office appointment. Free office appointment. Let me give you the number, if I may. 718-238-6500. Boom, just like that. 718-238-6500. Remember, Mike Connors always says the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all. 718-238-6500 or ConnorsandSullivan.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Katz at Night with John Katzimatidis. Today at 5 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 824 on AM 970. The Answer. Miranda Devine is a columnist for the New York Post, author of Laptop from Hell. Kind enough to join us this morning. Miranda, welcome back to the show. Mamma mia, what a 24 hours. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. We're all frustrated. Every time one of these ridiculous things goes down against anybody, not to mention Donald Trump, we just shake our head. And then we're looking at what you write here in the Post. It's James Comer's grit versus Biden's grift as a family corruption scandal intrigue heats up. That's the story. Do you think, and let me start here, Miranda Devine, if I may, that the Department of Justice saw they're getting close to the corruption of the Biden family, allegedly, so they threw out, they went after Trump immediately as a distraction?
Well, look, you know, no one's ever going to know other than Merrick Garland, but the timing is suspicious, and the timing is determined by the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, who, of course, answers to Joe Biden. And, you know, he drags this out right when these really damning bribery allegations against Joe Biden surface, which, you know, is really the first time that Joe Biden has been directly implicated in such a big way. $5 million bribe in Ukraine, allegedly, when he was vice president. And that's the allegation. And it should be all over every front page everywhere. But of course, it's not, because it's drowned out by the Trump derangement syndrome yet again.
You know, and you call in the article James Comer a hero, and Representative Comer has been on the show here. He seems very, very dedicated, very, very fired up, and fighting as hard as he is against corruption of the government. And he does look like I was going to make an old reference of a James Stewart or a Gary Cooper, a kind of, you know, character, and James Comer goes to Washington kind of thing. And he just may very well clean it up down there. And he may have some evidence on the Bidens that you talked about years ago.
And well, exactly. And look, because he has subpoena power, he has been able to get all these documents, these bank records. And, you know, it's been heavy going because Hunter Biden has this team of the most expensive lawyers that money can buy. Ugh. And all these dark money Democrat groups are funding the legal fees, funding opposition research. You know, the opposition research and these sort of get James Comer and get the Oversight Committee groups are really vicious. For instance, I don't think a lot of people know, but down in Kentucky, which is James Comer's home state, they've been putting up these nasty billboards with ugly photos of him, you know, saying rude things about him. Yeah. And he has to contend with that sort of thing, but he seems to be just relentless. It hasn't deterred him, and it would be a lot easier for him. He would have a much easier life. He has a safe seat, doesn't need it, but it would be a lot easier for him to do what a lot of Republicans in the past have done and sort of go easy so that the other side doesn't really come hard at him, and so the New York Times and the Washington Post don't beat him up every day. But he just plows on, and he's like a dog with a bone. And it's good, because you need someone like that to be able to withstand all the flack that's coming in, because he's over the target. He is right over the target.
And now, you know, from Laptop from Hell, from your brilliant book and groundbreaking book, is that if James Comer, he finds out where they tried to put up all these different shell companies to run the $5 million suit, allegedly. And will they ever get to the bottom of it? And if indeed they do, will it be titled as influence peddling, which is not a crime, Miranda? You know, it's not a crime. For some reason in America, influence peddling is not a crime, even if you're the vice president. And the question is, do they get Biden with this? Do they, does all that corruption finally come out? And do they finally get the Biden family?
Well, look, at the moment, this is just an allegation. And so there's a fair way to go, you know, to make sure and to be fair to Joe Biden. You can't say, well, we know what the outcome of this is. But the informant is very credible. And from what Marjorie Taylor Greene says, the informant was reporting on a series of conversations over a period of time with Nikolai Zlochevsky, who was the owner of Burisma. So this is a pretty high-level source. And I guess, you know, there's a war in Ukraine at the moment. I would imagine it's very hard to get hold of witnesses over there. There supposedly are documents. There are, very damning evidence. So this is what the Oversight Committee has to do. It has to get to the bottom of that. And this is why the obstruction from the FBI is so difficult and so damaging and so concerning. Because I think from Chuck Grassley's point of view, what's even more important than the corruption allegations is the fact that, we have informants saying that the FBI, whistleblowers saying that the FBI had buried any derogatory information about Joe Biden and not investigated it, and in fact hid it from prying eyes, put it in a position where no other FBI agents could find it or could use it to investigate. And there were multiple allegations about Joe Biden coming in from different people to the FBI, and every person came back with the same answer, which was, they got no response from the FBI and the DOJ, but they themselves ended up being investigated.
You're right about Ukraine, though. That is so scary. And God forgive me, but I tell you what, it just reeks that they started the war just to put a mask. And again, I believe that we have to be there because you have to help the Ukrainian people. But, I mean, with all your investigative abilities, Miranda Devine, it does seem like, well, let's throw this big smoke screen. Let's start a war. The military-industrial complex will make their money, and they'll never get to the truth of the Biden corruption. I mean, dare I say that's actually a possibility in this world?
Well, look, I mean, the war was started by Vladimir Putin, and he made the decision to invade. But I think, you know, where Joe Biden is culpable is just by projecting such weakness and incompetence on the world stage, particularly after the Afghanistan withdrawal that was so botched. And so that just emboldened our adversaries around the world. And I'm sure that, Vladimir Putin just has zero respect for Joe Biden and so just decided to just make hay while the sun shines.
And Miranda, before we let you go, appreciate your valuable time always and always kind enough to join us on the show. Another article that you wrote in the Post, that former Hunter Biden business partner, this Devin Archer guy, loses appeal in federal fraud case. How does that reflect on Hunter Biden?
Well, look, Hunter Biden was, of course, vice chairman of this company, Burnham, that has got Devin Archer into so much trouble and facing jail. And yet Hunter Biden gets away scot-free. His lawyer said that he was not involved, and the FBI has accepted that on face value. And Devin Archer was promised by Hunter Biden that they were family, that he was a Biden, an honorary Biden, and that he would always be looked after and always protected. And he's been abandoned by the Bidens. The only thing that would have saved him was a pardon, and he was just told that there was no way that a pardon was going to be forthcoming. So there he is. I think $43 million he has to pay in restitution and facing a couple of years in jail.
Amazing, the Biden family chutzpah. I mean, the chutzpah going after Trump, weaponizing the DOJ with all that's going on within the Biden family. It is incredible to watch. Miranda, thank you for staying on this and keeping the timeline straight and honest, for crying out loud. Keep up the great work, and please come back anytime.
Thanks so much, Joe.
Thank you, Miranda Devine, right there. Mamma mia, can't make it up. The chutzpah is family to go after. And again, this is me. This is not Miranda. This is nobody else. Not Salem. Not AM 970. It's me. I'm looking at this. These guys take, in my opinion, the Biden family is, in my opinion, allegedly so corrupt, yet they still have the guts, the gall, the nerve, the chutzpah to go after Trump like this and just weaponize the DOJ, go after Trump. What in this day and age? And that whole Ukraine thing, I got somebody mentioned it online. And we'll talk to General Jack Keane in a second about what's going on in Ukraine. And I believe you have to help the Ukrainian people. Putin isn't up. Miranda's right that Putin went in to Ukraine. Never would have gone in if Trump was president. Never would have gone in. But he did. And we're here. Now, how do you fix it? But, boy, it just seems like there's a military-industrial complex. It just seems like there's a sewer of corruption coming out of this administration. I think we'll get to the bottom of it. I really do, because you can't keep evil going that long. 835, Joe on the radio, and you can call us at 877-970-2999. But we will jump to General Jack Keane on the air right after Al does the news in the newsroom on AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
58 degrees at 835. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor Eric Adams, Mets owner Steve Cohen, and a Queens lawmaker are now negotiating over a proposed soccer stadium and casino. They reportedly discussed the soccer stadium, parking in a housing complex in Willits Point, which is also connected to Cohen's other plan to develop a casino and entertainment venue near City Field. The Post reports there are issues over parking for the soccer stadium, a project that both Mayor Adams and Councilman Francisco Moya support. Project backers are hoping Cohen and the Mets will let soccer fans use the City Field lots to park during games, although no agreement has been reached. Officials in Patterson say this week's poor air quality has led to a 30% jump in ambulance calls. The surge has prompted the city to deploy more ambulances to meet the demand. Officials are also called in two extra ambulance crews on overtime. Normally, seven crews are able to handle the daily load. Another vehicle, which fire officials call a fast car SUV, pressed into service for medical calls. Fire Chief Brian McDermott says the city is also distributing N95 masks at nine different locations around Patterson. The locations include the city's seven firehouses and public safety headquarters. In sports, Yankees split their doubleheader against the White Sox. They dropped the first game of the Twin Bills 6-5. The Bombers went on to shut out the White Sox 3-0 in the nightcap, while the Mets were swept by the Braves in the three-game series 13-10 in 10 innings. This sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's go out to the Southern State Parkway westbound. You're slowing down right now, getting out toward Route 106. It's an accident blocking a lane. We're still seeing delays eastbound Southern State at 110 with an accident being cleared. Some stop-and-go traffic on the Bruckner East at Westchester Ave. They're just cleaning up an accident. And troubles now on the eastbound Gowanus getting up through the Prospect with a disabled bus. Remember, alternate side parking rules suspended because of the poor air quality. Meter parking rules remain in effect. Van Wyck heavy in both directions right through Atlantic Avenue. Traffic is still slowing down at the inbound George Lincoln and the Holland, about 15 in. Across the board, 21 southbound in Newark, an accident was just cleared out of the way. And we're still seeing some stopping of traffic this morning on the Palisades Parkway South exit 12 into Pomona with an accident just cleaned up. That one is out of the way. Partly cloudy this morning. Chance of showers later. High today, 72. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
The new Raid Essentials Light Trap uses light to attract, then trap flying insects like fruit flies and mosquitoes, turning your home into restricted airspace. For insecticide-free protection that's people and pet-friendly, get new Raid Essentials Light Trap.
Joe on the radio telling you about Steve Perillo clearing out the best hotels in Sicily for you. For you. We're going to Rome for three nights, like Arthur just said. We're going to Rome. Oh, yes. And we're going to see the Colosseum, the Trevi Fountain, all the beauty of Roma. And I will be doing a private concert there. Thank you for asking. I will. On top of one of the seven hills of Rome, we're going to just have a great time there. And then we're flying right to Sicily. Because I keep hearing about Sicily. Everybody's telling me about Sicily. And then my son, Joey, he said, "Dad, you gotta see Sicily. Arthur's been saying it. Everybody goes to Sicily. My family in Avellino goes. Where are we going? Sicily. That's where you got to go. So we're going to Sicily, and I'm telling you, we're gonna go to Taormina, Forza d'Agro. We're gonna go actually to some locations where they filmed The Godfather, like that bar Vitelli, where Michael Corleone asked Apollonia's father for her hand in marriage. Great scene. We're going to go right there, right in the heart of Sicily. Then we go to Palermo for 3 nights before flying back to America. So this is Roman Sicily. It's a VIP, specialized, very customized Perillo Piscopo trip. And now, a Perillo tour is a stress-free escorted vacation where you don't lift a finger. That is the Perillo way. And again, Steve has cleared all these high top hotels for you, high-end hotels, because everybody's going to Sicily. We got your back. We got you covered. There's only a few seats left. October 18th to the 28th. 18th to the 28th. Janice is standing by. Our dear gal Janice looking out for you. 800-431-1515. 800-431-1515. Or go to, please, PerilloTours.com.
Time is running out. To join us in Israel this fall, visit StandWithIsraelTour.com and sign up today. Dennis Prager and I are headed back to Israel in October with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to stand with Israel. We'll visit amazing places in the Holy Land designed to encourage and captivate you at every turn. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com and sign up today. In Israel, we'll explore some of the most fascinating sites from religious and political history. We'll walk the streets of Jerusalem, tracing back the steps of Jesus and his disciples, float in the Dead Sea with all its healing and rejuvenating effects, and visit the Western Wall, a spiritual experience you will always remember fondly. Our expert guides will help explain the significance of each and every site, and our food and accommodations are specifically designed with you in mind. No other trip will be like the Stand With Israel tour. Sign up today to travel with Dennis and me this October. Call 855-565-5519, 855-565-5519, or visit StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Dr. Lederman, and I want to speak to you for a moment about a serious subject. That's cancer. And when you get that news or you hear someone like a loved one tell you, oh, they have cancer, you know, you go, oh, my gosh, I can remember. You know, when the doctor told me, you have cancer, it's like, oh, your whole life, like, flashes before you. You get that feeling in your throat, like dryness, and your tummy's all, like, turned upside down. It's like cancer. Let me tell you, if I may, please consider the choices offered by Dr. Gil Lederman. Had such a great long sit-down with Dr. Lederman, and I asked him all about radio surgery. And don't forget, he was the first to bring body radio surgery to America, right? Now, you could order this DVD from Dr. Lederman's team. They put together a DVD of numerous patients telling their stories, which may very well be your story. All various forms of cancer treatment success. And they're for you to see firsthand. So call 212-CHOICES. Ask for that free DVD. And the Dr. Lederman's folks will send it right to your home. And listen to each patient tell their story. It's probably just like your story. And radio surgery is most frequently a comfortable outpatient, non-invasive treatment. Very little, if any, normal tissue is exposed to the radiation, leading to a healthy quality of life. Radio Surgery New York is conveniently located in Manhattan at 1384 Broadway at 38th Street. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid, are accepted. Call Dr. Lederman. I want you to feel good about that you have some place to call, and you do have choices. If you dial 212-CHOICES, punch it in your phone, right? Call Gil Lederman today. Dr. Lederman standing by. 212-CHOICES.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Well, it is with great respect and appreciation we bring General Jack Keane to the airwaves, retired four-star general, chairman of the Institute for the Study of War, and Fox News senior strategic analyst. General Keane, welcome back to the show. Always awesome to have you with us, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Joe. Delighted to be here with you and your audience.
Well, we so appreciate your expertise, General Keane. And Ukraine has finally launched that counteroffensive against Russia. It's taken a long time. How is it going at this point? Do we know, General?
Yeah, we got a feel for it. I mean, it started last week, and so our audience understands Ukrainians are not going to talk much about this. They play it pretty close to their chest because they want to maintain as much flexibility as to where they're doing it and also how they're doing it. They conducted an offensive in June of last year with some success in the Hershon Oblast, and it took about 6 weeks to get through that. And they maintained a lot of operational security in doing so. And that's kind of where we are now. So they have begun in three places. One is in Bakhmut, which we've been learning a lot about in the last 10, 12 months as the Russians attempted to take Bakhmut, and it took them that long to do it. It looks like the Ukrainians are trying to take it back. They're also attacking in the western part of Donetsk, which is in the Donbass region, and they're making some progress there. And also, they're attacking in Zaporizhia Oblast. That's the one where the nuclear power plant is in that oblast, which is equivalent to a Ukrainian word for a province. It's not near the nuclear power plant, but it's in the same oblast. They've struggled there. The Russians stopped their assault. They were conducting it with mechanized infantry vehicles and tanks. And the Russians were using some mines that they deployed. They also jammed the Ukrainians' equipment so they couldn't communicate, and they brought in some attack helicopters. So they've been attacking in three of the places. Two, they've had some success. In another place, they got stopped. And this will likely be the pattern, Joe. This will take some time, weeks. So the audience understands this is a 600-mile defensive front that the Russians are defending. So that's the distance between New York City and Charlotte, North Carolina.
Wow.
To give you a sense of the scale of this thing.
Wow.
And so what the Ukrainians are trying to do is find the weak points in that defensive line, penetrate there with their armored vehicles, and open it up and exploit that penetration by pushing through more vehicles and then rush to the rear of those defensive lines to force the collapse of the Russians. That's combined arms conventional warfare. What the Russians will be trying to do is stop the penetration, and if there is a penetration, then the collapse on it with everything that they have, so it doesn't make any forward progress. That's what we're going to see unfolding over the several weeks to come.
Wow, what a great breakdown, General Kimber. Appreciate it. Does this bring Vladimir Putin to the table? Is that naive to say that, sir? Will he negotiate?
No,
when he sees
if Putin suffers significant losses here, it is likely that he probably would begin some kind of negotiation. Now, whether that be sincere or not is another matter. If it's real serious loss and Crimea is starting to be threatened, then, yes, that is likely. Then there would be some sincere negotiations, not just negotiations for the sake of pausing and being able to refit and rearm, is what Putin normally does when he goes into negotiations. The negotiations themselves and the ceasefire become a facade so he can reposition his forces and re-equip them.
What is this, if I may, General Keane, this Wagner group, this private military company fighting on behalf of Russia? How does that work?
Well, they began this organization with some degree of publicity and success back in 2014. It's a private firm funded by the government, and many of them are former Russian military soldiers or just hired as contractors. They receive some military training. They're fairly well resourced, and Putin uses them. They used them in the war in Ukraine in 2014. He's used them in Syria. As a matter of fact, Joe, I'm glad you brought it up. They tried to attack a small U.S. base in southern Syria that we're occupying with some Syrian defense forces that were on our side.
Right.
And the United States killed 250 of these guys that were attempting to take that base. And we did the killing mostly by air power. They've had some success in Africa, in Mali. So, yes, the Russians have used them as an extension of their foreign policy in various parts of the world. And because the Russians are having so much trouble with the Ukrainians, they got brought into this conflict to try to assist it. But even with that, they were fighting for months trying to take Bakhmut down, and they suffered thousands of casualties. They actually depended on many prisoners from the penal system in Russia.
Wow.
They recruited them, telling them if they served for 6 months in combat, they would go free. But many of them were killed. And those who, because it was suicide missions as far as they were concerned, some of them were refusing to fight. And the leaders of the mercenary group just assassinated them. So what's happened now is the people in the penal system don't want any part of this. The word has gotten out.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do this, you're going to wind up being killed.
This is amazing. And just looking at the history of it, that this Dmitry Yukin is Ukrainian-born, starts this Wagner Group. They're mercenaries. It's a volunteer, but is Russia insisting that the prisoners won't go in now because they know. But is it all voluntary groups, sir?
Yeah, they're not forced into it, certainly, and they get paid to do it.
Wow.
As I said, some of them are former Russian military soldiers and are doing this, while they still have some youth and the physicality to be able to deal with this. But they're also just like the Russian military. I mean, these are people who commit war crimes on a regular basis. They kill innocent civilians. They're brutes. They're merciless, and they deserve to be brought into a criminal court dealing with the way they behave on the battlefield. They rape women, they torture the men and kill them, and put them in mass graves. This is just a horrible stuff that's taking place in Ukraine.
And the fact that they use this group, this Wagner group, that indicates that they can't get regular citizens to join the army in Russia, and that would be indicative that Ukraine could actually win this thing, General Keane?
Well, I think the Ukrainians have a realistic opportunity to take a lot of their territory back, yes, and actually threaten Crimea. We'll see what unfolds here. I mean, they didn't get all the equipment they wanted from the United States and the West, but they got a fair amount of it, and there's some other things that they want as well, and hopefully we'll give them that. But, yes, I mean, two reasons. One, the Ukrainians are very determined because they're fighting for their families and their way of life. The Russians' morale is low. They're poorly led, and they're not properly trained. So the Ukrainians do have an opportunity. The Russians outnumber them, but the Ukrainians, I mean, there's no substitute when you have skill and will on your side, and that's what the Ukrainians have. So there is opportunity for them to succeed.
Always a vital chat, General Keane. Thank you so much. Thanks for your stellar service to this great country. Thanks for taking the time with us. We do appreciate it, General
Keane. Delighted to do that, Joe. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you.
You too, indeed. Thank you, sir. General Jack Keane. And Debbie Duhame's on the roads. Look at that. 8:52 already on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Deb. Thanks, Deb. Deb, is this on? Hello? Hello? Hi, it's Debbie Duhame. Debbie Duhame, we're doing traffic. That's a really bad impression. Sorry. All right, we'll take a little bit of a break. 8:52, Joe on the radio. Alice here. Joey's here. We're going to look for Debbie right now on AM970TheAnswer.com.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg Floyd welcomes New York State Governor Kathy Hochul. The governor details plans for free bus service in New York City. Listen to Reaching Out with Greg Floyd this Saturday, 2:30 p.m., with an encore presentation at 9 p.m., on AM 970, The Answer.
Jonathan Rothman of UBS Financial Services. Jonathan and his team at UBS focus on helping their clients achieve their long-term financial goals and securing their wealth for future generations.
Is the U.S. dollar weakening? As we near the end of the Fed's monetary tightening cycle and economic growth is expected to slow down, expectations are in line for a weaker U.S. dollar ahead. We have outlined a roadmap to help investors navigate a weakening dollar and are advising clients how to properly position in this environment. If you are concerned about how a weakening U.S. dollar could affect your short-term and long-term investment goals, give us a call to discuss how to properly hedge against this risk factor.
Give Jonathan a call to start working on your financial plan today and make sure you're prepared for the future. Jonathan and his team can be reached at 908-470-6284. That's 908-470-6284 or at jonathan.rothman@ubs.com.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michaels of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michaels of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michaels of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michaels of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michaels of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Well, let me tell you about Relief Factor, if I may. You know, spring is here. Spring is here, and working into summer, and we want you to be active. We want you to get out. And when I look at Anne-Marie and I look at Kent and all these, and Marcia in Maryland, and I see how quickly Relief Factor has taken away their pain, stopped the inflammation that causes the pain with 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I'm telling you, this is the time to go to ReliefFactor.com. Look at all the great ingredients, botanical ingredients, the omega oils, the botanical drug-free ingredients like resveratrol, icarian, turmeric. This stops the inflammation in your body. I think it will stop the inflammation in your body. And I'm speaking for myself. If you try the 3-week quick start like I did for only $19.95, it will tell you if we can get you out of pain, and I think we can. You could call as well. Great people. You'll love the great folks at Relief Factor. 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4, the word relief. Or again, please, ReliefFactor.com.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at am970theanswer.com.
Joe on the radio, Jeff Nordine's at the Weather Answer Desk. Jeff, how we doing? Look, the smoke is a clearing, and we got a good weekend ahead, huh?
We have a pretty good one, yeah, Joe. It's going to be pretty nice. We still have intervals of clouds and sun for now, but a little bit later this afternoon, some thunder showers are going to pop up, and any of those could have some gusty winds and even some small hail, so keep that in mind. The weekend looks better as we look ahead. So temperature-wise, this afternoon we'll be at 73, dipping down to 56 overnight. Can't rule out a shower tomorrow, but otherwise it'll be partly sunny with a high of 78, and then we finish on Sunday with some sunshine, a couple clouds, and a high near 82. Now, as we look beyond to start the next work week, Monday and Tuesday, that's where things get a little bit more active. We're going to see some more measurable rain coming, and that's the good news because, let's face it, we've been dry and we need some rain.
Yeah, it's so true. Jeff, well done. Appreciate your great forecast. So thank you so much. Hey, coming up on 9 o'clock on this June 9th, Mike Gallagher's up in about an hour, but in the meantime, Avi Dershowitz, Professor Dershowitz, right at the top of the hour. We're trying to get a handle on where this will go with this Donald Trump indictment. And it just sickens you, but we're getting so used to it now. And I wish that the shadow government in Washington would understand the more they do this, the more disdain it brings from the American people. The lack of confidence in the government itself. They've got to stop. But, you know, we'll keep fighting. And Alan Dershowitz has all the answers. Dr. Nicole Sapphire, how you feeling after those couple days of that Trudeau forest fire? You okay? Because some people were having breathing problems. Dr. Sapphire will walk us through that as well. And you can give us a call at 877-970-2999. Despite it all, we're going to get through it. Good will prevail over this evil. I can promise you that. Joe Piscopo on the radio, coming right back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.